and again at 11:45 on 990 Ave Maria Radio.
Catholic Radio in Metro Detroit. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
The co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, join the team. Is your household a team or a terror? We'll help you come together. Give us a call, 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life. The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to marry.
Practical. Theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, folks, and a happy Friday to you. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And we are heading into this fallback weekend.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, don't forget to turn your clocks back. What is that, Saturday night, I think it is?
Saturday
Sunday
and
morning.
Sunday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like before you go to bed Saturday night. Because if not, you will end up at the wrong Mass or no Mass on Sunday morning. No, I had that happen once when I was just reverting back to the church when I was about 15 years old. And I was actually in the church choir. And I showed up, and I don't remember whether it was the springtime or the fall time, but it was one of the clock-changing times. And I heard the choir singing, and I was like, what? And I was like, oh, no!
I got you beat. I was the organist.
Oh, no. So without you, no music.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, then please, people, for your own sake and your own sanity and the sake of your parish, make sure you do the fall back an hour thing before
fall
you
back.
Go to bed on Saturday night. Now, here's the thing. I know a lot of you are saying, we don't have to do that. Our phones will do it for us. There is some clock somewhere in your world that won't be. Do yourself a favor so you're not confused. And it would for you parents of smaller kids out there, try getting the kids up on the schedule for this tomorrow morning, or maybe even a little bit early, so that when you try to get them into Mass on Sunday, you don't have crying and bedlam going on.
And that's a great segue, actually, for our topic today, which is join the team, you know, your family team. We're talking about how to actually get on the same page about things and make sure that you're all working together and getting along well with each other. We're asking you, what are those things that get in the way of your family being the team you want it to be? What stops your family from working as well together as you'd like, from getting the help from your family that you'd like, or from getting along as well with your family as you'd like?
It can be anything. You know, the attitudes that people in your family are giving you, the struggles over school or homework that's going on, a difference in your faith dynamic. So you feel like, well, yeah, maybe we can get the dishes done, but nobody's praying with me, and everybody's giving me a hard time going to church, and you just feel like that's off kilter.
Or we're running in 4 million different directions. So we never have time to actually be a family or talk with each other. Whatever it is, if there is something that is getting in the way of your family working well together or getting along well with each other, we want to get it out of the way so that you can start living the family life that God has for you. 877-573-7825. We thought this would be a great topic, especially as we head into the weekend and we start getting ready for holiday season. I mean, Thanksgiving's coming up in a couple of weeks, and that kicks everything off.
Our 11-year-old has a countdown on her phone, and she said to me today, Mom, guess how many days till Christmas? 50. I almost fell on the floor. Because I'm very much one of those people where Advent is Advent, and we... Suddenly this year it seems to be coming at me like...
Except when it comes to Hallmark Christmas movies.
That's true.
Well, I started watching last week, for heaven's sake.
Because they started them, and I have an excuse for that. A, they make me feel good. B, they're the only thing I can watch with an 11-year-old that's even remotely appropriate anymore, so I'm going for the good stuff while I can.
All right, I'll give you that.
All right.
877-573-7825. What is getting in the way of your family working well together or getting along with each other or just being the team? That having that sense of togetherness that you want your family to have. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. You know, coming at this whole question of building a family team from the perspective of the theology of the body, we're reminded that strong families are actually the foundation of the civilization of love that Pope St. John Paul the Great reminded us is all Christians call to build. And we're all, the whole point of building the kingdom of God is building a civilization of love, and strong families are the foundation of that civilization of love. And working to have a strong family life is actually a ministry. You know, we think of ministry as the stuff we do at church, you know, being an extraordinary minister of the Eucharist, or being a lector, or a cantor, or...
Or being on a committee, or being
whatever.
An RCIA director, whatever it is.
But that, and those are ministries. But in the church's eyes, marriage and family life itself, living that well, working hard on it, is actually a ministry. Why? Because without a strong foundation, the Christian mission of building a civilization of love is doomed to collapse, and the family is the foundation for that civilization of love. When we work together to create a strong sense of team spirit in our homes by making time to do things like working together, playing together, praying together, talking together, we help each other practice and develop all those virtues that help us then go out to the world and create a peaceful, joyful, generous, godly society. If we create that strong family team, we're able to do the ministry that enables us to save the world.
Now, I've got to say, Greg, telling folks this, telling people the root of family life that really is significant in our church, probably has some of our listeners groaning and say, are you kidding? Work. You're making me work at home. Isn't home the one place where I can let go of all the striving, let go of all the work that I do all day, and just relax? Isn't it just supposed to be there to support me and let me chill out for a while? And the answer is no, but... Yes, it's going to take work.
Or yes, but.
No. It's not supposed to be there to just let you do nothing vegetate.
You're right.
It's
you're right,
not.
Yeah.
It is going to take work, but it is the only work other than our spiritual life itself, our prayer life itself, that will actually feed your soul, yeah. Will actually edify you, will actually give you more energy, more of a sense of who you are, more of a sense of rightness. Because this is your vocation. This is who God's asked you to be with these people. And he will show up.
Yeah.
And he will be there. And he will enliven you. As opposed to, yes, you're the work you do in the outside world could benefit the world. It could be very important. But it's never going to fill you up the way creating a godly home life will.
Yeah. And it really is work that pays off. It's work that gives back. You know,
you're not doing it to get back,
right.
But it ends up doing that.
So it's not a drain. You know, where other work can be a drudgery, it can feel like toil. Working on the family life is actually a real blessing because you get so much more peace, more joy, more order. All those virtues, honestly, that help you live life as a gift, it comes from just being a little more intentional.
And if you feel like, no, it's not, Pop Checks, it is a drudgery in my house. That's what we're here to help you with today.
There you go.
On More to Life, to get out of that drudgery, to get out of that sense of being defeated, and to give you that sense of the Holy Spirit dwelling in your home and feeding all of you.
So once again, join the family team. If your household is a team, then we want to hear from you. But if it's a terror, we want to hear from you too. We want to help you come together as a family. What's getting in the way of your family working well together or getting along well with each other? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. 7825. We'll be sharing several more to life hacks for building a family team. Plus, of course, we're joined by Rachel Watkins, who is the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. Going to be talking with us about how they have a sense of team in their big family. And we'll be taking your calls as well. But first, let's take our concerns to the Lord. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for the gift of family. We thank you for the ministry that is marriage and family life, and for reminding us through your servant Pope St. John Paul the Great that family plays such an incredible role in your plan for communicating your love to the world. Help us all create strong families, Lord. There are so many things getting in the way of us being able to have the family life that you want for us, both internal divisions and struggles in our households as well as outside pressures from the world. Give us the wisdom, the fortitude, the patience, the love that we need to create strong, godly families that can be the foundation of the civilization of love that every Christian is charged to build. We give you all of our families, Lord, especially those families that are struggling right now, and we ask you to fill us with the grace that we need to respond to your call to be strong, godly families so that you can communicate your love to the rest of the world. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Mother, and in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, join the team. Is your household a team or a terror? We're going to help you come together either way. What gets in the way of your family working well together or getting along well with each other? 877-573-7825.
And right now, Greg, we're talking with Kathy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Montana on Billings Catholic Radio.
Hey, Kathy, welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
I have a young family. I have a 3-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son, and my husband travels quite a bit. In fact, he was gone this summer for a couple months. I am curious about how to maintain a team atmosphere, specifically with my young toddler and preschooler while he's away. It seems to be that we do really well when everybody's home, but some of those absences, it's just hard to stay consistent. So that's my question.
It's such a great question, and thank you for asking it, Kathy, because in today's world, so many times one parent or the other are traveling so much, it's hard to do this. Can I ask you, what is it specifically that seems to fall apart? You say it goes well when he's there, he goes away for a while, and it starts to disintegrate. What are the parts that are, and what's bothering you the most, so we can work on those today?
Yeah. I'd say really where I see it is just in my 3-year-old's attitude, and she's pretty sensitive anyway, but really seems to pick up on those changes. My younger doesn't seem to notice quite as much, but with her, it's like, you know, suddenly we're having more tantrums, we can't get through the normal day routine. She gets really upset when he comes back, all of that, you know, and working on a positive attitude. Through that.
Sure. And how much is your husband able to or willing to keep in touch in some kind of routine way while he's away? Is he able to call in at night to say goodnight to her, or call in the morning, or send her, you know, some kind of text with his face on it that's, you know, sending her a hug? Is he able to do that, willing to do that at all?
Oh, very willing. Able, really, it really depends on what he's doing, because he'll both serve some military time, and in his civilian job, he'll work some really long hours, and so
okay. It
just is, it's inconsistent, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for the call, Kathy. Lisa was really getting at this when she's saying, you know, the importance of keeping up those kind of rituals to whatever degree he can when he's away.
Yeah, because as Kathy, as a mom, or any of you out there who are going, yeah, I'm listening to this one because been there, done that, It's one thing for mom to try to be consistent, and we'll certainly talk about doing that in a second. But when you've got a child who's saying, I miss daddy, I miss daddy, I miss daddy, either in words or behavior or both, that really does require a little bit more vigilance on both parents' parts.
Now, you said you have a three-year-old and a littler one. And what I would say, though, is that you know, three-year-olds don't do great on the phone to begin with, but... You know, your husband can do a lot, especially by, you know, sending a message in the morning, for example, even if he, you know, records a message and sends it to you that to play, you know, his good morning message.
It's a good idea because that would keep him out of, like, the regulation of the child's life and
that's
time,
right.
And he could do it whenever he has available.
Yeah.
Sure, it's a great idea.
You know, he could even read a story, you know, on a video and send that to her, you know.
And then mom can play it whenever.
Whenever she's ready, exactly. If he can, just kind of check in a little bit throughout the day just to kind of give that, hey, I love you message. You know, being mindful of carving out specific times when daddy's going to kind of, you know, be part of the family day is going to be really, really important, even if that's pre-recorded, like we just talked about in some way, that you can just play those messages at a certain time, and daddy makes those, you know, makes those recordings that whenever he gets off work, he reads that story, or he sends that I love you message, or whatever that is. If he can call in for family prayer in the evening, that's great. If he can do something in the morning that way, awesome. But even if he can just send those little messages throughout the day, that's really, really important. The more he can stay in touch with the kids throughout the day in those little ways, the better. Also, for example, you could get you can get those recorded books where it's actually a book that when you open it up, it's read in the voice of somebody.
Of the person who's missing the child or that the child's missing. And those are really available this time of year a lot because they're such great Christmas gifts. So you'll be able to find those fairly easily. The other thing, Kathy, I really encourage you to do is try to keep up with how the kids are going in your messages back and forth with your husband as often as possible. But before he comes home, you really need sort of a catch-up session to say, this is where we're at. This is what I'm going to need from you when you come in. So there's a consistency. He knows how the kids are doing and are they happy, are they sad, are they frustrated, and what your general daily routine is so that when he comes home, it's not like, you know, a big disaster is happening.
I would also suggest maybe you can either make it at one of those stores that makes stuffed bears or animals or those sorts of things, or even just get one where you have, okay, this is daddy's special bear or daddy's special, you know, and you can, whatever his cologne is, for example, you can spray that on the bear. If you have, you know, when you go to that store, yeah, sometimes you put that heart into the bear. Daddy's putting his heart into the bear, and if you're missing daddy, you can hug daddy, and you know it'll smell like daddy because it's using his cologne, and it's just
a good idea.
It really makes daddy feel much more present whenever she's missing him. So those little things that kind of keep dad present to her are really going to help her emotionally.
Going to help her not be so frustrated. As far as you go, I really want you to take some time this weekend when your kids are asleep at the same time. Good luck. And really sit down and create a daily routine. Not a lockstep hour by hour, minute by minute, but really the idea of you as mom, this is what happens when we wake up in the morning. This is what, you know, give yourself two or three choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner so it's all kind of paced out. I'm going to make sure we do chores around this time and a happy thing right after, and then eat, and then chores again, then a happy thing right after. A good, consistent, written-out plan for yourself so that your day isn't dictated by your children's moods, but much more you're in control and it's a happy flow as best you can without it being dictatorial and lockstep.
Kathy, thanks for the call. We have more ideas like this actually in Parenting with Grace, a Catholic parent guide to raising almost perfect kids. Check it out, and I think that it'll be a big help to you, build on the suggestions we've made today. As we head out to our first break, it's time for our first More to Life hack for creating a family team, which is shore up your base.
If family life is the foundation of a civilization of love, rituals of connection are the foundation of family life. Don't try to squeeze in family life between a million other activities. Plan activities around family life. Prioritize setting aside a little time each day to work, talk, pray, and play together as a family. As little as 15 minutes for each of these activities per day, and some can be done at the same time, can make a profound difference in the strength of your family team.
Likewise, set up at least an additional hour per week for larger activities that allow you to work and play and talk and pray together. You know, prioritizing family rituals allows you the time you need to really connect as a family and build the rapport that a real team needs to function well. If you want your family to function like a team, then when planning your week, get family rituals on the schedule first. Then and only then can you fill up whatever time remains with other less important school, work, church, or community commitments. I know that reverses the way most people think about family life and their schedules, but that's the point. It's really going to change the culture and give you the family team that you need. You need that time to build it. We're going to break right now. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rachel Watkins, the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11. She's going to talk to us about creating a team in her big family and what you can learn from that. Stick around for that, plus more of your calls about getting over those things that are getting in the way of your family working well together or getting along with each other. 877-573-7825. Back after this.
Holy Spirit Roman Catholic School is the number one elementary school in the Diocese of Lansing in language arts and mathematics. Their children pray every day. Located off US 23 south of Brighton, take exit 55. Holy Spirit is founded on the belief that they must educate the minds, bodies, and souls of children through faith and academics in accordance with the teachings of the Church. Tuition rates are very affordable and their teaching staff is top-notch. Come see them at HolySpiritRCS.org.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by Transdermal Therapeutics, a compounds pharmacy specializing in topical, non-opioid, non-addictive pain relief. Transdermal offers pure encapsulations nutritional supplements for men's, women's, and children's health. All ingredients are tested for purity and potency by independent certified laboratories. All supplements are non-GMO, hypoallergenic, gluten-free, and manufactured in the U.S. More information at TransdermalINC.com or at 877-581-5444.
We're in the colder season. Is your furnace running right? Your furnace is just like your car. It needs a tune-up and regular maintenance. You should check your HVAC systems every season. That means winter, spring, summer, and fall. Ron Garmo from Running Right Heating and Cooling offers service agreements where his seasoned service techs maintain units for you.
My Christian faith has taught me to do unto others as I would do unto myself. And that's exactly what we strive to do at Running Right Heating and Cooling every day. Your units will be working hard as the temperature drops. They need to be inspected to make sure they are running right, and that's what we want to do for you.
Running Right Heating and Cooling is a full-service commercial and residential company working hard to keep all your systems running right. Call today, 248-884-1704, or visit Running Right on Facebook or online at rrhvac.biz. Mention this Ave Maria radio ad and get 10% off your service call.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Join the Team, as we talk about what it takes to create a greater sense of team in your household. What are those things getting in the way of your family working well together, getting along well with each other, giving you or each other the support that you want to be able to get from your family? Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Watkins, the developer of the Little Flowers Girls Club and mom of 11, is here today to talk about how the Watkins clan becomes a strong family team. Hey, Rachel, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks, Greg. Glad to be here.
So glad to have you with us today. Now, I have to say, with 11 kids or any larger size family, it seems to magnify the chance that family life can just be one big chaotic mess with everybody else competing with each other for a little of mom or dad's time or just over anything. But you've got some real pointers for us on how to keep the competition down and actually make the family a team. Can you share some of those with us today?
Sure. The first thing is take advantage of the hack that you guys just gave at the top of the hour. Create a family team book. Put in the rituals, put in the activities that make you guys a cohesive family. And then, importantly, don't hide it from each other. too often, the at-home parent can know all the secrets to get the kids to bed, know what the special food is, and not be willing to share that with a parent who's out of the house more. Or if you have a special relationship with one of your children, you kind of guard that from the other parent. You can't do that. There's no secret plays. There's no sneak attacks. Everyone knows the playbook, and everyone knows what works well.
I love that. I love the idea that you're saying that, because often, you know, the parent that's home will give that child, say the baby, for instance, to the other parent for a while so they can get a break. And then as soon as something's done wrong, the diaper's changed wrong, or the baby cries an extra minute or throws a temper tantrum, the more connected parent rushes in and says, "You're doing it all wrong," and just takes the child away and gets in a huff with the parent. And instead of sharing the playbook, it actually divides the family more. So really talking about those details is vital, isn't it?
It is. The other thing that we do in our Watkins family is that we review the films, so to speak, in football talk. But at the end of the day, we look at our day when we do family prayer together, whether it's with all of the kids because we're all together, or just the five or six who've made it to prayer time. How did the day go? How are you doing? And then what's coming up for the next day, so that no one is surprised or scared. You know, schoolwork changes, a work schedule changes. So review the films. Know where your players are. Know who's got injured reserve. Know where they're feeling and how they are doing emotionally.
I love it. Go to the videotape and make a plan. Now, are any of the players less important than, you know, the quarterback in all of this?
No. No, if you're a Baltimore Ravens fan, you know the kicker is vital, Justin Tucker. Every player is important on the team family, and that's important, that your littlest one is just as vital as the 18-year-old who can drive and go get groceries. But they need to feel that. So make sure that everyone has a role to play, whether it's just setting the table or taking out the garbage or those big things like mowing the lawn. And then make sure that in your family, everyone does get a trophy. Maybe we can laugh about that when it comes to competitive sports for our kids. But in your family, you have to make sure that all of your kids are getting that positive feedback they need. You did a great job today. Our family wouldn't be as happy as it were if you weren't here. So make sure your kids hear that from both the husband and the wife. Mom and dad both need to do their job to make sure the kids know that they're a part of the team and they're important.
Rachel, I want to thank you for being with us today and offering some great suggestions for building a family team. And if folks would like to learn more about the Little Flowers Girls Club, they can go to beholdpublications.com. That's beholdpublications.com. Thanks again for being with us. Happy weekend, Rachel. God bless you guys. As we head out to our next break, it's time for our second More to Life hack for creating a family team, which is know your mission. You know, every team has a mission, right? They know why they're together and what they exist to do. God called your family together to send a message to the world. Your family mission is the way you communicate that message. So ask yourselves, how do you want other people to describe your family when they think of you? What are the one or two words you want to come to mind when other people think of your family? Once you've identified those qualities that are most important to you, like faith, love, joy, hope, service, have regular conversations, especially at mealtimes, about what you need to do to live out those qualities better, both in your home and with your relationships with other people. Even have your kids draw a picture of your family crest with the mission on it. Point is, the team always serves a greater purpose. To be a strong team, develop and lean into that family mission. Give us a call with the things getting in the way of your family team when More to Life returns after the break.
Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animation present The Star, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his stable of animal friends follow the star to become some unlikely heroes.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
The Star, in theaters November 17th. More information is available at thestarmovie.com.
All Souls Day, November 2nd, and Cemetery Sunday, November 5th, are days when the Church remembers those who have died. The Catholic Cemetery Conference invites you to make one of these days special by visiting the Catholic cemetery where your loved ones are buried. While there, offer a personal prayer at this sacred place, blessed and set aside as their final resting place. Your remembrance of them will bring you peace and comfort. For the location of your local Catholic cemetery, please go to cemeterysunday.org.
Looking for affordable Catholic health care? Look no further. CMF Curo is the only Catholic health ministry which provides an established health care program, spiritual growth opportunities within Catholic community, and unique wellness programs and health tools. Plus, it is half the cost of many insurances. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com or visit cmfcuro.com. CMF Curo, it's my Catholic healthcare.
Your marriage and your connection to God are the two most important, fulfilling relationships you have in your life. Both require faith, love, and dedication. Sometimes, though, we need help. The Marriage Enrichment Center is here for you. The Marriage Enrichment Center is a new Christian marriage counseling center in Metro Detroit. We have a proven track record of saving marriages that are in need. Our team of faith-driven counselors are here to help. Call today, 877-400-9335, or visit our website, marriageec.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. New parents all have the same question. How do we get this new baby that we just made grow up to be a child who loves God? The answer lies in you. A child's capacity to trust God is learned at a very early age and is modeled after her ability to trust you. Little things such as how long your child cries before you respond to her could impact the degree to which your child is capable of trusting God and others later. If you're worried about your child's spiritual formation, remember that holiness and a love for God is learned first at home. What can you do today to demonstrate the love of God for your child? Well, you could dive a little deeper into self-donation. The little decisions you make now will have a lasting impact on how much your child trusts and loves God in the future. For more Catholic parenting tips, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And today on More to Life, we're talking about the family team. Is your household a team or a terror? We're going to help you come together and get those things out of the way that are getting in the way of you getting along well. We're working well together or getting the support you need from each other. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Will help you build that sense of team in your family. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Jean, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio.
Hey, Jean, welcome to Word of Life. What's your question for us?
Good morning. I'm a grandma just recently, actually for 2 years now, and the young little man lives with us along with his dad. The mom is an internship, and it feels like the team is starting all over again because I have several college students as well. And just trying to get my son on the same page. He's a great dad to the kid, very supportive, but it just seems like he leans a little too much on mom and dad. And I try to, try to get him to get the baby baptized, things like that. And it just seems like he needs to grow up a little bit more and be a part of the team, you know, that we have here at our home.
Okay, so you said mom's an internship. Are they still together as a couple? Is she present in your grandson's life at all?
She's present halfway through the week. So I have the child, I babysit and take him to a session 1 hour a week. But the rest of the time, I'm his playmate.
Gotcha. So. Okay.
And what is it that you want your son to be able to do more? And when you talk about you want him to be more a part of the family, what does that mean exactly?
Sometimes he's so busy working. He just graduated, got a job, so busy working. It just seems like he tries to pack in living his own life, you know, when the baby is not there. And when the baby is there, it's like, you know, he gets kind of sometimes frustrated. And I would like to, you know, just try to figure out what is a good balance. I try to step back, you know, and not be the grandparent when he's here. But it's hard, him living with us right now for a while, to just see, you know, what balance I can put into it, or what I need to be doing to say, hey, you need to step in a little bit more, or, you know, to teach him a little bit more about parenting.
And when he moved back in with his son, did you guys ever sit down and say, okay, this is going to be a really different dynamic. Let's talk about our expectations of each other. Or did he just move in and you're kind of winging it?
No, we talked about it. You know, we even suggested, you know, a small little bit of fee, you know, like $100 a month. And he feels helping out, you know, with different things at home, like, you know, working on a car or something covers that. But then, you know, it just seems like, and then his schedule changes. So we're kind of like jumping in here and there, still trying to help him out.
Okay.
All right. I think
the dynamics have changed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so, and it's important to keep up that conversation about managing your expectations so that you're able to, as situations change, you're able to stay on the same page about things. You know, I think it's important to be very clear about what it is exactly that you expect from him. And when you said some things like, well, he feels that, you know, when you originally agreed that he would pay, you know, about $100 of rent a month, but he feels doing this job or working on the car or whatever covers that. Well, it's not really up to his feelings, right? It's not up to him to determine that. It's really up to you and your husband to sit down and say, here's what we expect of you if you're going to be here. You know, we love having you here. We want to be a support to you, but you have to be able to contribute to the household as well. And so this is what we need to see from you. Here are the chores that we need you to participate in. This is the rent that you need to be able to pay. Here is when I am clocking off on babysitting. You know, where this is your child, and you need to take responsibility for that. I'm, you know, and you leave it to him to do that, right? It's not, you know, I'm off work, and, you know, mom's watching the kids, so I'm going to go out with my friends now. He's a dad, right? And he's got to be responsible for that. You've got to put him on point for that. He won't do it as long as you're there to kind of swoop in and take care of it for him, or if you're deferring to his feelings on what he should be able to contribute to the household.
Or even his feelings when he starts to, quote-unquote, get overwhelmed with his son. It's very easy for a more seasoned parent with more patience to jump right in, as you were doing, and say, well, I better teach him how to do this, or I better get between him and the child so that it doesn't go badly.
And that actually enables him to be ineffective.
He's going to keep doing it, because then, oh, wow, look at the relief. Mom's going to take care of this. I don't have to learn this.
Yeah, when he looks overwhelmed, you say, figure it out. You're his dad. You can figure this out. I got this stuff to do. And you leave the room.
Or you can even go as far as sitting down with him one day, like going out for breakfast, and say to him without the grandson, I see that you get overwhelmed when such and such happens. What things can you do differently so that you don't? And help him sort of brainstorm a plan away from an incident, away from his child. And then when he tries to just kind of, you know, oh, I can't handle this, I'm so overwhelmed, and expects mom or dad to jump in and help, you can say, remember what we talked about? You can handle this, and then walk away from it. So he's still within the cocoon of your household. He's not going to completely lose his mind, but he's beginning to strive toward being that parent instead of just sort of an older brother to his own son.
Right. The key here is, though, very clear expectations and very clear boundaries on this, that you're not letting him decide which of those expectations he's going to meet, but that you and your husband decide what contribution he's going to make to the household, and you hold him to it. Because if you give him an inch, he really will take a mile at this point. Gene, thanks so much for the call. If there's more we can do to help you, give us a holler here on More to Life. And we're talking with you today about creating a stronger sense of family team. What's getting in the way of your household working well together, or getting along well with each other, or giving each other the support that they need? Are you fed up dealing with sibling rivalry and the bickering that goes on all day? Are you struggling with homework tussles, arguments about chores? Are you sick of the attitude that you're getting from your spouse or your kids about helping out in different ways?
There's an extended family member throwing a monkey wrench into the way you want to raise your kid, questioning things, doing things behind your back that just makes you feel like you can't be a cohesive whole the way you want to be. Whatever's causing you to just feel like, this team is not performing at its best. We're here to help you get in fighting shape today. and be that light to the world that God's asking you to be, and get a sense of peace of the Holy Spirit within the walls of your home. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And as we head out to our next break, it's time for our next More to Life hack, which is have a playbook. You know, Rachel was talking about having a playbook, but this is taking a little bit of a different direction, because every team has a good playbook, a plan for the way that they want to handle themselves on the field, right? So you got to create your own family playbook by making a point of directly communicating your expectations before you do anything. So, for example, going to the grocery store with your kids, make sure to briefly remind them of the rules before you leave the car.
Sure. About to do family chores? Make sure you spend a minute reviewing expectations and when you want things to be done by. Each morning, take a minute to remind everyone what's going on when they get home. Make sure to talk about any weekend plans by Thursday at the latest, so everyone's on the same page. Don't send your family out into the field without knowing what they're supposed to be doing out there. Before you do anything, get out the playbook and review the expectations so that everyone in your family team knows what to do and when to do it. It's going to keep down the chaos and the arguments, and you'll be glad you did.
877-573-7825. What gets in the way of your family working well together, supporting each other the way you'd like, getting along with each other the way you want? Let's talk through it and remove those obstacles. 877-573-7825. More to Life. We'll be back with more great ideas for being a strong family when we come back after this break.
Affirm Films and Sony Pictures Animation present The Star, the fully animated story of the first Christmas, told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his stable of animal friends follow the star to become some unlikely heroes.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
The Star, in theaters November 17th. More information is available at thestarmovie.com.
I met my husband in my first year of college. We both came from strong Catholic families and wanted lots of children. After 3 years of marriage and still not pregnant, we felt our dream of a big family slipping away. My sister encouraged us to visit our local Catholic store and get a novena to St. Gerard. When we arrived, we were unsure about our need, but the staff was kind and helpful. Wow, what an incredible Catholic store. They encouraged us to pray and trust in God's providence. One worker told us stories of other couples, just like us, who were desperate to start a family. 4 years and two children later, we have been back to that incredible Catholic store for baby, baptism, and toddler gifts. God bless the staff at that incredible Catholic store. An incredible Catholic store in your area can be found at incrediblecatholicstore.com. The Incredible Catholic Store, transforming the world one soul at a time.
All Souls Day, November 2nd, and Cemetery Sunday, November 5th, are days when the Church remembers those who have died. The Catholic Cemetery Conference invites you to make one of these days special by visiting the Catholic cemetery where your loved ones are buried. While there, offer a personal prayer at this sacred place, blessed and set aside as their final resting place. Your remembrance of them will bring you peace and comfort. For the location of your local Catholic cemetery, please go to cemeterysunday.org.
Thanks for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking with you today about the family team. Is your household a team? Are you all tearing each other apart some way? You know, maybe you're not working as well as you'd like together. Maybe you're not sharing your faith as much as you'd like. Maybe you're just not getting the support that you want from each other. We are here to help you increase the peace, the order, the love in your household. Give us a call and tell us about those things getting in the way of your family working well together. We'll help you get through it at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. 7825.
Let's talk now with Chris, who's listening in Michigan on Sirius 130.
Hey, Chris, welcome to Word of Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, Doctor. Both, I love yourself. Question I have
you.
Is, at what point in time can we look at some relationships are too toxic to carry out and live within God's spirit, especially the family things, different dynamics whereby which, you know, I'll get a conversation, I'm the oldest of six, and conversation leads to, oh, yeah, we really care about you, but behind the scenes, they don't trust you. And at certain times, they'll throw out, yeah, they don't trust you for reasons that still doesn't are not clear. At what point?
It sounds really frustrating.
I really
so what's... Yeah, what's going on? Because it sounds like you're really frustrated. You really can't tell whether your siblings are being straight with you or not, and what's really going on. So what's the most significant thing today that we can help you with in this situation?
As holidays come up, or quite frankly, in all honesty, what's really challenging me is I have a mother who's been taken ill for many days, and I find it's, you know, if I'm around the rest of the family, the siblings, it doesn't bring out the best in the conversation. You wonder, are we just showing up to make face or, you know, just to look good, or is it really because we truly care?
So what happens when you show up? You're saying things don't go well when you're there. What actually happens?
They give the appearance like there's caring, but deep down, they don't care. Saint of the day.
Okay, you're giving me, here's what I'm asking though, Chris. You're giving me your impression of things. I want to know what actually happened.
Yeah, because I know that's hurtful, and you're trying to, overwhelming sense is bothering you. Yeah,
describe the situation for us, please.
All right, to be very detailed about it, I'm in the real estate business. 2006, I went bankrupt, started all over. I had to borrow money off of a home that their parents owned, and my father had passed, who had been more than giving. Made every payment, never reason not to trust it. And before it was ever paid off, my mom, who stays with my two sisters, decided that she's just going to give another property just to them, which is significantly more, and just say, you know, there was no reason for me to be cut out of it. And it's not even that. I don't care about the property. I'm concerned that action that they don't trust me. And I've never done anything for them to belay their trust. That boiled down to it.
But you're not. But in that example that you gave, they're not saying they don't trust you. What you're saying is that you're jealous.
They said even if I were to pay back the loan back, they would not want to share the cottage with me. They don't trust me.
And I'm not clear on why though. That's what I'm not understanding. You gave this story about borrowing money, but then it doesn't have anything to do with the cottage. So kind of connect those dots for me.
Well, you know, mom decided that she wanted to. My mom stays with my sisters, and mom seems to have a closer affinity with the two girls. There's four boys. And she just basically bequeathed that to them while she's still around. And that's not something that would have been ever thought upon through our father. But I will throw around and say I admire our father. He's a great, great man. I think I represent a lot of my father's great works. On the other hand, my father was an alcoholic, and we suffered through that. And for the most part, most of my life has been around the fact that what they couldn't take out on dad, they took out on me.
Okay.
And I'm saying that.
Okay.
Chris, I think the thing here is that you know, there's a lot of family baggage kind of tied up in this whole cottage thing. It's not about the cottage, right, ultimately. It's about...
Well, and as he was saying, a lot of, because he's so much like his dad, because he's the man in this situation, a lot of the trickle-down from dad's stuff seems to be coming down to him without a thought-out explanation.
Right. So the only thing you can do, number one, is to try to directly address your concerns with your family by not complaining so much, but by saying, this is what I need from you guys, right? If they don't do that, then you have to decide, well, then how can I live with that? Am I okay with that? Or do I need to set certain boundaries because it brings up feelings inside of me that I have a hard time working through.
So as you were saying at the beginning of the call, Chris, when does it all become too toxic for me to be able to stay in the relationship? This will help you discern that.
And the answer to that question is basically, how much can you be around them, and in what contexts can you be around them without having to spend the rest of the day putting yourself back together afterward? right? That's what lets you know how safe you can be around a particular person. When I say how safe you can be, I don't just mean physical safety. I mean emotional safety. You know what I'm talking about. There are just some people, when you're around them, they really stir you up, and you have to spend the rest of the day or even the rest of the week trying to get yourself back on track. Well, you know, ask yourself, what contexts can I be around my family and not feel that way? Limit your relationship to those things and focus on getting the support that you need beyond that elsewhere in the other relationships that you do have. Because very often we keep going back to family because we feel like we should and we ought to be able to. But some families are less healthy than other families. Your family has that history with your father's alcoholism. There are other problems that attend that as well. And sometimes that means that when we go back to that well, we come up with an empty bucket or a bucket that's only half full or a quarter full. And you have to kind of deal with the family you have instead of the family that you wish you had. So ask yourself, how much can I spend time with my family without having, or what context can I be around my family without having to spend the rest of the day putting myself back together again? Limit yourself to those things. And if anybody complains, then you can say, look, guys, I already told you in step one, you know, remember that, what I needed from you. You didn't complain. You went to them and said, listen, guys, I really need this from you. And you said no. So if you want to have a closer relationship, we need to address that concern. And if you don't, well, then we're just, this is where things are going to stand, right? We talk about these ways to set more effective, faithful, or graceful boundaries in God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People. That book is available at CatholicCounselors.com or EWTN Religious Catalog. Again, that's God Help Me, These People Are Driving Me Nuts, Making Peace with Difficult People. All right, Chris, thanks so much for the call. If there's more we can do to help you out, you know where to find us. 877-573-7825. We are asking you to call up and share, what are the things that are getting in the way of your family working well together, getting along with each other, giving the support to each other that you want to get from them, sharing your faith as effectively as you like, all those things that are getting in the way of you feeling like your family's actually the team that it's meant to be. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with John, who's listening to EWTN Radio in San Antonio, Texas, on the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hey, John, welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Well, I don't really have a question. My wife called me a few minutes ago. I'm in the car driving, and my radio station was off, but it is set to K-Love all the time. My son is going through some trouble at school. He started a fire in the trash can. He's 13 years old, decided to start a fire in the trash can, and he's going through some expulsion stuff today at 1 o'clock. We've got a meeting and possible criminal charges. Well, as a 13-year-old, he's always been good. He's always been a great kid. The teachers, everybody loves him. He just made a stupid mistake, and he's asked for forgiveness and whatnot through church and stuff. So my wife calls me and says, hey, I'm listening to K-Love, and everything that we do, like praying with him in the morning and telling him the rules to follow, they're talking about that, and that I should call and kind of tell our story. So
you feel like you're doing what your wife told you, because she's looking for why in the world did he get himself into this hill of trouble, and what do you do about it now? And certainly in this atmosphere right now, starting a fire at a school or even a trash can fire at a school is really, with a zero tolerance policy, really affecting his life and your family life. So your wife's right. You're looking for some answers on how to handle this right now.
So, John, let me ask you, do you know why he did it? What was going on around this whole thing?
Besides it just being a stupid mistake, what happened?
Well, Connor's very impulsive. He's very creative, and he's not, he doesn't start fires, or anything. So, to be honest, I don't know. He says that he don't know why he did it. He just did it. But,
Don't focus on why. Focus on what was going on around it. Have him tell you the story of what, you know, where he was, who was there, what was happening, how was he feeling when he was. Because you know, asking him why, asking a teenager why, they don't know why they do anything they do, but they can tell you, you know, what was going on around them and who was there and what they were doing before and what they were saying, and you can describe the situation and you can I think you need to expect him to give you the details of what actually went on step by step, before, during, and after, so that you can really understand what was he dealing with, right? What was the pressure that he was facing that he didn't know how to handle? You're saying that he's a kind of impulsive kid, creative and all that sort of thing. But I think that when we're dealing with kids who have, you know, maybe are a little more impulsive, it's really important to rehearse different situations that they don't know necessarily how to handle well on their own. So once you get that information, you can kind of go through, okay, look, if you had that to do over again, how would you handle this pressure? It's not just, you know, if you had this over again, I wouldn't light the fire. It's if I had this to do over again, here's what I would have said to this kid when he said thus and such, or here's how I would have dealt with this situation instead of ending up, you know, in this position of even being able to set the fire, right? And even in other situations where, you know, he's going to go out with friends and he's not sure how to handle himself with this, or he makes a mistake, make sure that you review that with him and then rehearse. How could he handle that situation better, or how will he handle that situation more effectively the next time, with you playing the role of that friend or that teacher or that whatever that he didn't handle very well, so you can coach him through how to handle himself in a more effective way.
Now, John, as far as this meeting with the school goes today, I mean, this is going to be tough. You're talking about looking at expulsion. You're talking about them, you know, pressing charges. You need to go into this with the attitude of, I'm here so that my kid will be served best, and I am willing to do whatever I can to make sure that this child is not in a place where he would ever do anything like this again or head down a road that would be more destructive. So when you meet with the principal, the superintendent, whoever is going to be part of this meeting, take the attitude of, we will do anything, even suggest the idea of getting into family therapy to make sure we're all addressing this situation and coming out with the best outcome. If you go in with that mindset, hopefully you'll be able to come up with a plan that keeps him from going down, you know, the justice road of our legal government.
All right, John, thanks so much for the call. And folks, if there's anything more we can do to support you in creating a stronger family team, give us a call at the Pastoral Solutions Institute. That number is 740-266-6461, where you can learn more about working with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life. Again, you can go to CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about our resources, or call 740-266-6461 to make an appointment to speak with a counselor. God bless, folks. Have a terrific weekend. And remember, with God's grace, there is so much more to life.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Looking for affordable Catholic health care? Look no further. CMF Curo is the only Catholic health ministry which provides an established health care program, spiritual growth opportunities within Catholic community, and unique wellness programs and health tools. Plus, it is half the cost of many insurances. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com or visit